play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Borat. For more information and...
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru.
Champagne. And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champagne. Boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europe. Pronoun! Straight cat rock in Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Funny invention for Runda. Argentina and Armenia.
Dojli, it's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all, dot net. And support for WRIR in part comes from Richmond Performing Arts Alliance, a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded in 2001. It's a champion for the performing arts, advancing their mission through programs and resources that support the artists of today, nurture the artists of tomorrow, and provide spaces for the arts to thrive. RPAA is the core support organization for performing arts in the Richmond region, creating accessible performance spaces, training and employment opportunities for teaching artists, inclusive arts education programs, and advocacy for the arts in Richmond. For information about upcoming programs and events, or to learn how you can get involved, you can visit rpaalliance.org. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard here for another edition of Global Agogo. I'm focusing today on a couple of historic African recordings. One of them is called Nigeria 70, originally released by Strut Records in 2001, and it soon became a template for a wave of compilations and reissues that have really reclaimed African music for a whole new generation of listeners all around the globe. I'm convinced that Global Agogo would be a totally different radio program if Nigeria 70 had never happened. Strut Records has just reissued Nigeria 70, so it's a perfect time to feature this seminal album on the show. I'm going to play you a couple of my favorite Nigeria 70 tracks later in the first hour. Also in the first hour, I'll play a couple of selections from a wonderful new compilation of the music of the band Africa Negra from Sao Tome, one of the least known of the great post-colonial orchestras and a band that's still active today. In today's second hour, you're going to hear Fahá from Brazil, including a new single by Priscila Frage, some Latin psychedelic sounds, including new music from Los Bichos and La Sonora Masuren, and also some Latin soul with a few pretty choice covers in there. And let's get started this week with more acoustic sounds from Francophone West Africa. We touched on this category last week, and I have more of it to share with you today, starting with an excellent recent release from Tijani Tcham from Senegal. This song is called Podor Duera Gaspa, and that's how we'll get started today on Global Agogo, and I hope you enjoy the journey with me today. And there's some brand new music from Anarella and Django. That's the flautist Anarella Serlin from Sweden and the Ngoni player Django Djabate, who's a member of the Malian Djabate griot family, but now based in Dakar in Senegal. They met as part of the Afro-European project called Wawa Collective, and then from there they formed their own duo, and the debut album for that duo is called Jouer, and it's going to be released in October. And you just heard our first taste of that album. It's a song called Dakar Urebro, which are the two towns that the two of them live in. Dakar, Senegal, Urebro in Sweden. Some brand new music there from Anarella and Django. Before that, an album that won the Grammy Award for Best World Music Album in 1994, Talking Timbuktu by Ali Farka Touré with Rye Cooter. It was recorded in Los Angeles with Farka's touring trio. He was on the road at the time. Plus an odd assortment of Rye Cooter's friends. The legendary session drummer Jim Keltner is playing on that track. Also the jazz bassist John Patitucci and blues man Clarence Gatemouth Brown. And Rye Cooter as well. We heard the song Lacidan from Ali and Rye. And then we started off that set and today's program with Tidiane Cham and his new solo album called Africa Yonti for Sahel Sounds Records. That means Africa, it's time in the Pular language. And he is collaborating on this record with a beatmaker named Mokhtar Ndiaye. And so really all three of those tracks were unusual collaborations in acoustic West African music. The song you heard was called Podor Duera Gaspa, and I don't know exactly what that means, but it is referencing Tijani's hometown of Podor, which is also the home of the great singer Baba Mal. This is in Senegal, the Fula region of Senegal. And this album was released by Sahel Sounds Records in May. And you are listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call at 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment at WRIR.org. Or you can drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And I should also let you know, I'm actually now on Instagram, believe it or not. It's at globalagogo radio, all one word. And I'll get back to the music here in just a second, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. The Pro Bono Clearinghouse, a service of the Greater Richmond Bar Foundation, offers pro bono legal services to nonprofit organizations in the Richmond area. Their volunteer lawyers can provide legal advice and services for an organization's clients or for the organization itself. For more information about the Pro Bono Clearinghouse, you can visit grbf.org or you can call 804-240-7822. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to stay in Africa and head off the coast of that continent to the tiny archipelago nation of Sao Tome and Principe for this next set of music. And it's going to be featuring a new compilation of the music of that country's most famous band, Africa Negra. Here's what they sounded like in 1986. This song is called Lorenza, right here on Global Agogo.
Una vez y sé, hey, sabe que todo lo hizo. Thank you.
Some music from Sao Tome and Principe, the tiny island nation off the coast of Gabon in Africa. It's got a population of less than 300,000 people, but it has plenty of world-class music. You heard some of it in that last set. That was Pedro Lima, the man they called the People's Voice of Sao Tome, and the title track of his 1985 album, Magidala. Before that, we heard two tracks in a row from Antologia Volume 2, a new compilation of the music of Africa Negra from Sao Tome. And that's the band that really defined the Sao Tome style that's called either Pusha or Mama Jumba. The funky bass, like you heard in those, especially those last two songs. Guitars definitely inspired by Congolese music. The very first song in the set was really just pretty much straight rumba. And also elements from Lusophone Africa, from Brazil, from the Caribbean, and even from mainland West Africa as well. Africa Negra from sometime in the 1990s, one of their later lineups, we heard the song Tli Lechi Ope di Bengi. I have no idea what that means, sorry. And then before that, we heard Lorenza from 1986. And both of these are on this new compilation, as I mentioned, called Antologia Volume 2, released in August by Le Disque Bongo Joe, Bongo Joe Records, a record label and record shop in Geneva, Switzerland, who have an ongoing series of reissues of releases from Sao Tome. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station. 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting either globalagogo.com or WRIR.org.
Hello, this is Freddie J. Soothe Yourself was music by Hiroshi Yoshimura and other Kenkyo Ongoku masters on my Japanese and Asian music radio Bunji Kaicho every Monday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3 right here on WRIR.
One of the most unique programs on a very unique radio station, WRIR.org. Bunji Kaicho, Mondays, 1 to 3 p.m. Now, today, there are dozens of labels like Bongo Joe, who I just mentioned, that are reissuing overlooked historic recordings from all parts of the globe. But that was not true 25 years ago when Quentin Scott started Strut Records in London. Strut's 2001 compilation, Nigeria 70, really created the template for today's international reissue labels. You start, of course, with great music. The funkier the better, the more obscure the better as well. You research it thoroughly. Make sure that you include extensive and erudite liner notes. Plenty of supporting material, like photographs, flyers, and other ephemera from the period and the artists in question. Design a beautiful package. Remaster the music to the best available fidelity. This is really important because especially when you're talking about African reissues, you know, the African recording studio quality of, say, the 1970s or 80s, you know, it wasn't really all that great. And then, you know, most of the time, there's almost never, there's no master tapes. Those are all long since gone, recorded over. So mostly you're working from vintage recordings from collectors is where you start. And getting that stuff to sound really good is hard. And then another very important part of this is to make sure that the original artists who made the music are being paid ethically and fairly when you sell your product. And that takes actually a lot of work. Strut just reissued Nigeria 70 on August 30th. This is an album that, in my opinion, belongs in the collection of anyone who's interested in African music. If you're just getting started on that subject, this is a great place to start. And I am going to finish this first hour of today's program by playing you two of my favorite Nigeria 70 tracks. This one is from Tony Allen and the Afro Messengers to start out, and this song is called No Discrimination, right here on Global Agogo from the album Nigeria 70.
Thank you. Now, so I deceive him every day. And now, so he happens every time. Feel the lacerations, now here we want. Discrimination, now here we don't want. Civilization, now here we want. Discrimination, now here we don't want. Sing with me. Civilization, now here we want. Discrimination, now here we don't want. Civilization, now here we want. Discrimination, now here we don't want. That's what I mean. Another heavy message. Make we back our home for the year. Make we back them home for the year. Make them back our home for the year. Make we buy them home for the year. Hey. Let we do our own for the young. Let them do our own for the young. Let them do our own for the young. Let we do their own for the young. We say we be black, black and white, and we say we make we not forget, say we say. Importation, exportation, we want. Make we wait for our food. Make we make them home for the year. Make them make our home for the year. Make them make our home for the year.
And the God created us to live together. We have plenty of things to do together. So why can't we come together? No discrimination. Togetherness. Why? Right on.
Thank you.